The AccuWeather forecast, cloudy skies, will have a high today near 30 degrees. The State Department of Natural Resources is investigating the death of a man from Illinois whose snowmobile went through the thin ice on Geneva Lake. The agency says the machine hit some open water in the middle of the lake at about 9 o'clock Sunday night. Another man jumped off his machine seconds before that danger point and managed to stay on the ice. That man calling for help, but it took quite some time for rescuers to reach him. First victim died at the scene, the other hospitalized with a low core temperature. Racine police still investigating a fatal accident that occurred over the weekend in the 1900 block of 12th Street. The 24-year-old driver died of his injuries at Frederick Hospital. He's identified as Rashad Morris. The car was heading east on 12th when police reports say it hit a parked car, then slammed into a tree on a parkway. Last year in Wisconsin, 732,000 traffic convictions were entered into drivers' records. That is a result of citations issued by various law enforcement agencies. Brad Babler with the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles says speeding again topped the list. He points out these citations and convictions, they don't just disappear after time, often catching up with drivers later on.
Courts throughout Wisconsin forward all traffic citations to the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles. At the DMV, we're required by state law to record traffic convictions as part of a person's driving history. In general, convictions remain on a driver's record for 5 years following the date of conviction.
After speeding, the number one conviction last year, the DOT says major offenses included operating while suspended, no insurance or no proof of insurance, and failing to wear a safety belt. Among the bottom of the list offenses, operating with multiple licenses, inefficient undercarriage clearance, even perjury. Caledonia police report the weekend arrest of two women on illegal driving charges as repeat offenders. Angela Randall White cited for her seventh operating with a suspended license offense. A news release also indicating there was a second citation for operating under the influence of a controlled substance with a child in the vehicle. The other arrest for a license violation, Jennifer Schemenauer, her 15th. Same news release indicates she was later released. And Regency Mall, on the far southwest side of Racine, taking on a slightly different look these days from when it first opened some 30 years ago. Boston store is still there, but gone are Sears and Penny's and some other big names in retailing. And replacing those are some new businesses like Planet Fitness next to the mall's southwest entrance. City development staffer Jill Johannick noting this successful business model could actually help to revitalize the mall.
Drawing those people in to their facility, they also draw in shoppers and diners to the area. So it can function as a regional draw for people that, you know, might otherwise shop somewhere else, but, you know, go before the workout, go after the workout, and use the area. And we're hopeful that that would be the case here.
The conditional use for that business is up before the Common Council Wednesday night in Racine, delayed due to the primary election. Any signage, however, that'll be a separate issue yet to be resolved. Not a whole lot of information available on a garage fire reported early this morning in the city of Burlington. It happened in the 900 block of South Pine Street. Mutual aid was requested at about 1:20 a.m. from the fire agencies in Wheatland and Rochester. That help came to an end, however, about 35 minutes later. Another Kenosha County park is closed as of today for the removal of ash trees, those trees being removed due to the emerald ash borer infestation. It's Fox River Park, including the hiking trail, sledding hill, and disc golf courses, all closed to the public while a logging crew safely removes the ash trees from that complex. County Parks Director Jonathan Rudy notes that Petrifying Springs Park is also still closed for completion of a similar project. Same logging company is going to be doing the work. They've brought in a second crew to start the work at Fox River Park. There's a bill in the state legislature that would allow the purchase of municipal water systems by private out-of-state companies. Clean Wisconsin's Amber Meyer Smith says it appears to have been written for the benefit of a Pennsylvania company called Aqua America. It's been purchasing water systems all over the country. She says maintaining local control of water systems is critical and one of the main reasons they got involved.
When this bill came along and it seeks to now make it easier for out-of-state for-profit corporations to own our waterways and, you know, makes it a lot harder for the public to weigh in, we were really concerned.
She questions why anybody would want to hand over control of a local water system. Republican sponsors of the bill say that a private company may have the ability to make system upgrades that communities cannot afford. Aqua America says all of its systems meet state and federal water standards. Its municipal water systems have trimmed operating costs by an average of 24%. And smoke-free venues are almost the norm today, but it wasn't all that long ago. A lot more people were smoking, and it was allowed just about everywhere, inside and out. This afternoon's lecture for the group Adventures in Lifelong Learning at the UW Parkside campus at 2 o'clock is all about the new products that pose a danger for today's youth. Scheduled to speak, Joyce Erickson, coordinator of the Tri-County Tobacco Free Coalition. There's more information online at uwp.edu or by calling them at 262-595-2793. The Racine Traffic Commission agenda for this afternoon at City Hall includes a return of Alderman Sandy Widener's request from last year to relocate the digital speed indicator signs from a light pole on Ohio Street near Lockwood Park. She wants them over on Northwestern Avenue. That matter had been deferred from December. Alderman Widener's request, meanwhile, to amend a couple of ordinances allowing dogs on leashes in the city's two cemeteries. That is on the agenda for the Board of Cemetery Commissioners this afternoon. That meeting taking place in the City Hall Annex. Some big concerns with a package of voter registration changes going through the state legislature right now. That according to Andrea Kaminsky with the Wisconsin League of Women Voters.
There's good evidence that 300,000 already registered, properly registered voters in the state of Wisconsin probably don't have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, and therefore they're not in the DMV database.
And she says people won't be able to register to vote online without getting assistance. Part of the package of election changes passed by the Senate last week eliminates special registration deputies, the volunteers who help people to register to vote. Centers for Disease Control is indicating the flu season is really starting to heat up. Here's reporter Bill Michaels.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flu activity is increasing across the United States. The CDC says widespread flu activity was reported by Puerto Rico and seven states, including Arizona, California, Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Massachusetts, and New York. Medical officials say if you have not received your vaccine yet this season, you should get vaccinated right away. I'm Bill Michaels.
And the statue of Abraham Lincoln is back on its pedestal in Burlington. Someone to watch with great interest in a black stovetop hat for the ceremony and a beard, Nick Burr, portraying President Lincoln.
Mr. President, how's it feel to be standing back up there again?
Feels good, right where I belong, thanks to the citizens of Burlington moving so quickly.
Lincoln's statue, of course, found in a snow pile not long ago, put back onto its pedestal after some restoration. More than 100 people turning out for the event. The Kenosha City Council would normally be meeting tonight, but due to this being President's Day and tomorrow being the primary election, it will instead get together at 7 p.m. Wednesday. Among the items on the agenda, a resolution in support of the Gateway Promise that planned to help provide students with a tuition-free education and a pledge of $5,000 toward the endowment fund to help those students. The council will also be taking up a resolution that would clarify provisions for overtime, which were included in the recent measure changing the city's snow plowing policy. It's a move that created some confusion about when overtime would be paid. Now, the Kenosha County Board meeting, that was also scheduled to go Tuesday night. That will be held Wednesday night as well because of the primary election. The Racine Public Library is looking for donations of yearbooks from Racine area high schools. Case, Park, Horlick, Prairie, Racine Lutheran, St. Catharines, and Walden. Any year is acceptable. The donated books would be added to the Racine History Collection. They're asking for books, though, that do not contain any personal information about the donor, such as notes written inside that could identify that person. Donations can be brought to the circulation desk at the main library downtown. If you have questions, give them a call. 262-636-9217. Telemarketing and identity theft. They generated the most complaints to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection last year. And both are likely to dominate once again this year, according to DATCAP spokesperson Frank Fresetto. He says some of the telemarketing stories connect to the tax filing season, and it's only going to be getting worse as the April deadline approaches.
IRS phone scams and tax-related ripoffs regarding the identity theft category. So those two, telemarketing and identity theft, unfortunately jumped out. And I have to tell you, this identity theft jumped into third place at an 80% increase over last year. That's huge.
He points out that landlord-tenant issues, used car deals, vehicle repairs, they also made Wisconsin's top 10 list for consumer complaints last year. A judge in Racine County wrote a letter to the governor's office detailing concerns about the sexual assault of an inmate at the Lincoln Hills Juvenile Prison back in 2012. Governor Scott Walker says it was taken care of at the administrative level.
The Department of Corrections, specifically the division head at that time, did react to the concerns that not only this judge but others in Racine County had and had already gone through the process of explaining that they agreed with the concern they had taken action.
A staffer for the governor confirmed, though, last week the letter from Judge Richard Kruhl never got to Governor Walker specifically. With the FBI taking over a possible criminal probe at that facility, the governor says he will consider all options about its future, including possible closure. A bill that would allow local voters to raise taxes to fix roads around Wisconsin, well, that's hit a bit of a roadblock at the state capitol. It would let counties ask residents in a referendum to approve a half-cent sales tax for maintaining streets and highways, something that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss would support.
I strongly support the bill because we need to get more money in local roads, and there is nothing that is more in tune with our philosophy than asking the voters' permission if they want to actually spend on something that they consider to be a priority. For some people to say that somehow allowing the voters to decide is a tax increase is just flat out wrong. We have not been able to convince enough people in our caucus that that's the way to be able to pass the bill. So I don't think it's going to happen, but we're still going to continue our discussions.
That bill actually was scheduled for a vote last week in the Assembly, but it didn't happen. And the Racine Unified School Board is meeting tonight. The agenda includes a report on the partnership between the district and the Racine Public Library, a status report on a long-range facilities plan, evaluation of the superintendent that is under action items, and the public comment portion to potentially be dominated by members of the teachers and teaching assistants organizations, as they promised weeks ago. They're calling for extra time to implement the High School Academy program. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.